make a podcast because our conversations are so funny. Rest in peace, Poppy Picanto.
Oh. She's not dead.
Well, a podcast, she's dead in my eyes.
I joked, it wasn't a joke, but so it was, so I'm indifferent.
Hell yeah.
And welcome back to the Ideal Third Wheel podcast. After a long hiatus, we're back for a bit of a reunion special with me, Tom.
And me, Sam.
So is this, what take is this? Is this take number two?
Yeah. Take number two. The first one was so successful that we thought we'd do it again because we're so in practice.
It's almost as if we're completely out of practice with doing this.
Yeah. And also, I think the first time I stopped because we're sitting opposite each other and I was so mesmerised by your eyes. It was like, you were making me nervous.
No, it's the same with me, mate. My nerves are through the roof at the moment. Yeah. Not just because of the podcast either.
Yeah, so we're in your conservatory right now and it's actually quite nice because I can see the little birds flying around.
Well, yeah, Sam's come down for the weekend. We thought, well, you know what? It's been a long time. We've had a few people mention it to us every now and then, so we thought we'd come back with a bit of a special episode.
Hell yeah. And me and Tom have decided we'd doing a bit of a rebrand. We're going green this time.
Sam's headphones. So
we're not going to save the world. We're just changing everything to the colour green.
Every new season's got to have a new colour. Yeah. But yeah, I suppose this is season three now.
Yeah. Who knows how many episodes we're actually going to do.
Well, we're never going to say. I'm pretty sure we signed off last time with more episodes coming soon, blah, blah, blah. But yeah. No, we're just going to sort of enjoy doing episodes as and when we have the chance. I think what's held us back in the last year, actually, I'd say, is every time we hang out, we haven't seen each other in months anyway. So you kind of just want to end up hanging out with one another rather than recording it. But then again, that's probably part of the fun, actually. It's
our
conversations and catching up is what we enjoy about the podcast.
Since, obviously, you moved out third year, I think we've seen each other a decent amount.
I was going to say, yeah, like a good amount, actually.
But each time, like you say, it's just we'd rather be... Not that we don't enjoy doing the podcast, but we'd rather be like,
keeping up with other stuff,
having a few beverages.
Well, yeah, obviously, I'm now 1.5 years out of Portsmouth, I guess. Yeah, 1.5 years out of Portsmouth almost.
Yeah.
Not really missing it too much. I'm missing the vibe of being in Portsmouth, but am I missing the city? Not majorly.
Well, yeah, podcast OGs will know that obviously you don't miss the beach in Portsmouth because you live right next to a beach anyways. That's the main thing that I miss, is just being able to head down to the common and have a little kick about, have a few pints down.
I think I miss the freedom as well. The freedom of living away from home is unmatched, if I'm honest.
It was a bit of a nightmare. Over Christmas, obviously it's nice to have family back, whatever, but when my brother's back, we share a room. So sharing a room, not having your own space is a bit of a killer. But then again, these days, the paychecks that are coming through and all the sort of financial freedom, that's a lot better. Because I think I was probably surviving off probably about, I don't know, £20-30 a week. Like food shops.
Yeah, I mean, looking back at uni, you really do push yourself to a bit of a limit, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was lucky enough to sort of be able to make it work. But yeah, coming out of uni and actually having full-time work is one of the nicest things.
Well, I think I kind of restricted the things that I sort of did. And I'm not saying that I was lazy back in the day or boring, but actually, to be fair, a little bit. And I always thought, I'm having a lot of fun, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But now I'm just keeping busy all the time, doing this, doing that, and it's a whole lot better having just a few pennies.
Yeah, definitely is. Yeah. Well, do you know what's just coming to my mind? We occasionally all get to meet up as our third year house. Often we all meet up occasionally up in London or somewhere like that. And the other week we were out and someone started playing an episode of the podcast. And genuinely, me and Sam ran about 100 meters away. Like we can't listen to ourselves.
I don't think my voice has changed. I think it's the things we say,
but I think we were just in such a completely different
I thought I was the dog's bollocks when I was saying to you that was basically the only thing I really worried about at uni. I was like, got to go to fucking lectures and that. I do care about that, mum and dad, but it was like my main priority. And I was saying it's kind of a blessing that was the only thing that I was really worrying about. But also, reality is fucking hit me recently. So
yeah, the other things actually do matter rather than just a podcast.
Yeah, so yeah. It is, well, like you say, we all met up in London. That's sort of like the center of where
hub, really. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the hub of the country, so it works out really well for all of us, actually.
Yeah, because
we all live reasonably close.
It's just a easy train ride in, or yes, yeah, we're not going to drive into London. And then afterwards, we went to our ex-podcast
guest Fraser's,
and did a bit of karaoke, which, to be fair, quality note. So, Fraser, if you're listening, I don't imagine we'll get too many listeners.
No,
these
I don't
days.
Either. I imagine most people have already clicked off by this point. But
yeah, but maybe people have seen, like we say, the shade of green and gone, wow.
Well, we really should give this an episode. And if you are still listening, thank you very much.
Yes.
But I think in terms of plans of what we've got episode-wise coming up, I think we've got a couple planned even today, just sort of people we want to get on, people we've wanted to have on for a long time. So yeah, they should be nice little sort of special episodes. I don't imagine we'll manage to get many in, but it's always nice just to get to catch up with people you haven't before, or get people on the podcast that have managed to avoid it for as many years as they have.
Yeah, and you were saying everybody's sort of nervous about coming on here, but when they're finally in this sort of like environment, just chatting away, it's just pretty normal, isn't it?
Exactly,
it's just
like, yeah. Especially if you're good friends with them anyway. I mean, it'd be completely different if we had someone on that we didn't really know.
Yeah.
But the fact is, people we
that was always something that I thought, not that we could branch out, but that we could do is just, oh, if there's like a, not a bit of an influencer or a celebrity, but we could sort of say, oh, we do this. Yeah, we get about 5 listeners per episode. How about you come and show off with us? And now, to be honest, I think there's going to be a few longer breaks between when we release each of our podcasts. But if we could keep it going, it's just a bit of fun.
Exactly. I mean, the podcast has always been a bit of a passion project anyway, hasn't it? Mm. We've just enjoyed doing it, and it's always fun to, as much as the joke is that lads in their early 20s all just go, let's make a podcast because our conversations are so funny. I think for us, it just became something that we really enjoyed doing rather than something we did per se to get views. It was something that we enjoyed having a go at.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to get that going again. Do something a bit different. I think, like we both say, we're now in full-time employment. So it's like, oh, well, there's you've got to sort of branch out and do other things that you enjoy as well alongside that. So
yeah. I think the main thing for me
have
is
hobbies. Is what, basically.
Well, yeah, definitely hobbies. Yeah, it's just keeping busy now. Where, obviously, we're both working 5 days a week. You only have those 2 days.
Yeah, exactly.
In
yeah.
The weekend to do sort of random stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So just got to fit it in with as much as you can. Do.
Yeah,
that's the joy, yeah, of a weekend. But what have you been up to then, Sam? What have you been up to?
God, since our last podcast, a lot. I think a lot of not getting too deep, but a lot of growing up. I think little Samsy. Little end of uni Samsy was a different person to what I am now. But in terms of doing things, I don't know, man. Just
I was gonna say, I was trying to think at the same time. I generally can't off the top of my head list off the things I've done in this past year. I mean we were both sort of finishing off uni a bit, but yeah, it's just, it all clouds over. The year has just disappeared as well. I think since leaving uni, everything's been a bit of a blur.
That's the big thing, I suppose. We both finished with education. We both done our sort of masters now and whatever, got that out of the way and out into the big world.
Exactly. Yeah.
We've both gone on holiday a little bit.
Yeah, we've done a bit of traveling each and stuff like that, so that's always good fun.
And you've finally come down to Swinetown.
I've gone to Pig Hill, and hell, I had a great time. I will hand on heart say Swindon gets a bad reputation for I'm not sure necessarily what. It's just like any other big town, basically. There's dodgy parts, there's good parts. Like,
and yeah, it was good. We like, there's always stuff going on in Swindon, and I suppose a big thank you to the hosts for everything that happened that weekend.
I mean, big thanks to big thanks to Sam's parents, Gary and Claire.
Oh,
I was,
okay, Gary,
I was
Claire,
very
okay,
welcome.
Okay,
they
okay.
were the they were the they were the real they were the real MVPs. But yeah, no, Swindon, great place. There's so much going on down there.
Yeah,
that I not, like around here we don't necessarily have down the bottom of Kent.
Well, what did we get up to, Tom?
We went and saw an Oasis cover band.
Hell yeah.
Do you know, and honestly, there's this bloke on stage, and he's, I don't know if he generally thinks he's Liam Gallagher or what about it, but it was so funny.
He was spiced up.
I think he was certainly an interesting looking fella. But yeah, I didn't realise with cover bands, they like genuinely like go at it as if they are the person.
Yeah.
They don't admit to the fact they're pretending. They go at it as if they are that individual. So this guy was Liam Gallagher on stage, reincarnate.
Yeah.
Even though Liam Gallagher's not dead, but
they were ran up by Stereotonics, which is a Stereophonics cover band, and I'm pretty sure he was the singer for them as well. But we were a little bit late for that.
Yeah, we were a little bit late. But no, genuinely a really good night. And then we went out to some of Swindon's hotspots the night the old Star Bar, which is genuinely an experience I hope that everyone gets in their life.
Yeah.
To walk through those Star Bar doors and up the stairs into this, honestly, this whole like karaoke bar. it's one of the weirdest experiences, but one of the coolest bars.
Well, when I'm back home, obviously, we've got a little bit of a crawl going on. And now we've sort of put into stone a few pubs that we do. We start off at the bottom of town and get to the top of the town. And I think that's what makes it, because in between each pub, you've got a little walk to sort of like refresh, whatever, get the air out your system from all the pints that you had the previous bar. And then when you finally get to the top, it's a good night out, just because you've sort of been to a lot of places. You've not just stuck in one sort of destination.
I think, to be fair, we do a very similar thing down here that you'll know. Like, we just sort of bar hop rather than go to one place, which I think has sort of made nights out a bit more fun because we're doing different things. And obviously, the idea, we're not many people are students anymore down in terms of like friend group wise, so most people can like afford to go do different things. Yeah. And that's the nice thing, like you actually can go do different things rather than being stuck in a Wetherspoons for 5 hours. And it's
I think it's always good as well. We played a bit of darts, whether it's a bit of darts, a bit of pool, or something that you do in a pub on the way up, where you're sort of like mixing and matching what you're doing, not just like sat there.
Exactly. You want something different, don't you? You don't want to just be... Like, admittedly, it's all great sometimes sitting and chatting away, but it's nice to add something else into the mix. Spice it up a little bit.
Bit of variety.
Bit of variety, but yeah, no. So the last year's been all right then?
Yes.
He's grown up. Sam has grown up figuratively, not physically. He's still the same size he was before.
Oi, that's not nice. I did used to hit the gym. I haven't really hit the gym as frequently in these past couple of months. I'd say I change. I've got can you see that?
Sam's got a bit of a goatee going on, if I'm honest.
Chin.
Are you going to go for the goatee look? Is this
I don't know.
Is this one for the future?
It's a bit presumptuous that you think that I'll be able to grow that much hair on my face. It's taken 23 years to get this much, so who knows? But I don't know. Maybe I'll embrace it.
Get ready for November early. That's the...
Oh, I've been doing November since 2018. I haven't quit. This is still my 2018 attempt.
But. And in terms of going to Swindon, there was someone there that I was like, someone connected to you that I was hoping to see, but we didn't get to see the entire time we were there. But it's because she's dead. Rest in peace.
Oh, I was like, who the fuck are you on about?
Rest in peace, Poppy Picanto.
Oh. She's not dead.
Well, a podcast, she's dead in my eyes.
She's dead to me. she's gone.
And a podcast favourite, clearly. We've spoken about our two cars, our two old cars a lot in previous episodes. And it's sad to say that although Perry the Punto is still going on my end, what's happened to Poppy, Sam?
So basically, it's kind of related to you anyways. It was for your birthday, late May last year. I was coming from Portsmouth down to yours, and I picked up George and James, both again, ex-podcast guests. And we got up, I think, about 5 minutes away from yours, and I drove over some debris in the road. Tire absolutely gone. I'm pretty sure it just shattered something on the bottom of the body of the car. And then there was just this weird, like, almost like a clicking noise or a screeching noise. What we did was we put the spare tire on. The spare tire was flat. So I ran down the hard shoulder to a garage, pumped that up, which was, it was exciting. The adrenaline fuel right there. got to yours, left it, and then I think I drove back to Portsmouth, took it to a garage. They said this, that, and that. I don't know, about £500. I was like, oh, is the car really worth putting £500 into, especially when things had gone wrong previously? And from that point, it was just sat in my street for 3 months. And my mate, who I now work with, he said to me, oh, I'll buy it off you, £200, he'll fix it up and then he'll resell it. And I was here and there, whatever, and it was £200 scrap as well. So I said, yeah, if you want, here, you can have it. He did it up, he sold it on for £1,000. But to be fair to him, he gave me a little bit of extra cash, and it means that Poppy's still on the road. And he, even when he did it up, he said, oh, I'll give it back to you, I'll sell it to you for this. But then now, because I work in a garage, the other mechanic said, yeah, if that goes 5 miles down the road, it's probably going to shit itself. So I thought, yeah, probably best if I didn't do that. So then from that point, I think that was about, I don't know, October, I was carless.
I was going to say, I didn't realise how long you have been carless, and you've been walking, biking everywhere.
It was about 5 months that I was sort of, walking or whatever. When I got back from Portsmouth, I did, like, not that I didn't have any mates, but I wasn't as active as I was now. You almost sort of like have to like slide back in.
Well, I was going to say, you have to slot back into, I think that's sorry to just like tangent a little bit, but I think I had that massively coming back home from uni. You go from being surrounded by your friends the entire time, who have all been in very similar situations to you. They've all gone to uni and you're all there at the same time. You're into very similar things. Because if at that point, if you're making friends post 18, a lot of the time it's people that you've got very similar interests to, and you got like gravitate towards one another.
Mm.
Whereas I think your friends from home, friends from school, they're people you've known for a very long time, and you've all changed over the years. You're all different people than you originally were. So you're not all necessarily very similar as much as you are all generally incredibly good friends.
Mm.
So I think I had that massively coming back, that you have to adapt your like your personality and your sense of humor to mold back into your friends, because they've all changed around you. And I think that's really underestimated in terms of how difficult that can be to just sort of fit back in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was the thing. When I sort of came back to Swindon, I moved back in with my parents. I still had like a few bits of uni work to do. I had my diss and all that sort of stuff. And again, like I say, I had to slot back in, where I hadn't sort of kept in contact as much with a few people as I probably should have. On the one hand, it was good because I was going to the gym like 4 or 5 times a week. But then slowly I sort of like met up with a few of my old mates, mm-hmm. and then here and there, and a few friendship groups sort of like reformed. And now I haven't been to the gym as often as I had.
But you're very social.
But the good thing is, I'm now sort of like busy most evenings, most weekends, whatever, just with different groups of people here and there. And again, like, it's great having money, and I'm probably spending a little bit more money than I probably should. But where I was limited back in uni, it's quite.
Sometimes you've got to make nice use of it while you have and stuff like that. Yeah, like I've already bought flights to Australia, obviously, to go see Poppy. Not the Picanto, my girlfriend.
Well,
Poppy.
That's a sad thing. We both lost the Poppy,
So my girlfriend's obviously out in Australia for a few months, and trying to just I was like, you can't. One, I was always going to go out there and stuff like that, but it's a hard hit, like taking like £1,200 on a flight. But it's one of those ones where now I actually have the ability to do that, and I can't stress how fun that is.
Yeah.
Being able just to go, actually, I can go do something like that, and it's you're sort of leveled up in the world a little bit. And I think a lot of people complain about work and stuff like that, and genuinely, I'm actually very much enjoying having the schedule and the stuff around that already.
Well, similarly, I'm enjoying getting the, obviously at uni you get the personal skills and all that sort of stuff, but the fact that the sort of average age is a lot greater at my workplace and all that sort of stuff, and there's a whole different group of people, it's not just students, uni and all that sort of stuff. I'm learning how to sort of interact with different people all over the place. And a difficult thing when I first got my job was I thought, I like football. Everybody else must like football. And there's obviously that ongoing joke. It's like, oh, all boys just like talking about football. So I was like, oh, do you like the football? No. Do you like the football? No. And then I thought, oh, I'm working in a garage. They must like motorsports. So I was like, oh, do you like F1? I'm not bad. My knowledge of F1's not bad. I could keep a conversation
going. Yeah, I was going to say, you can have a conversation. Yes. Like working in like that sort of environment, it's a completely different environment. Like you've just gone from living in, like, being at uni and things like that. And now you're in with hardened workers.
Hardened workers, yeah. No, it's nice. I think I've realised at work, I like just doing random bits, staying on my feet. Yeah. Doing this, that, and whatever. I'm not actually, so I say I work in a garage, I'm not actually doing like the mechanic side. And obviously I've told you the story behind this, but basically my mate, I came back from Portsmouth and I was sort of said, oh, I'm looking for a bit of employment. Mm-hmm. I contacted one of my mates and stupidly he could have got me a job, but I said that I wasn't going to stay there longer than a year. So, and this was for Audi. And so straight away my application was denied, he was pretty high up in the store. And then my other mate sort of said, oh, we've got a little job going, just pop in tomorrow and see what's going. And it was to clean buses. Like there's this disabled bus company Access, and they've got a big garage by the Oasis.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, they said, oh, just come and clean minibuses, clean the inside and the outside of them. I was like, oh, I ain't going to complain. Money's money, whatever. I was doing that for, I think, about 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then they bought these little new Toyota Argo company cars. They bought 3 of them. And so that was 30 grand down the drain. And then they came to me within a couple of days. It's like, oh, we don't have enough money. Don't have enough money to keep you on. We've done a cost analysis and yeah, I'm sorry. We're going to have to make you redundant, whatever. So I was like, okay, yeah, that sucks. But I was kind of expecting it. It's not like a real job, really. Like I was doing a good job, but it was sort of like created just for me almost. He sort of just said, yeah, this would be a way to make a little bit of extra money. Anyways, so it was in the next week, about 3 or 4 days later, come to me. All crying and emotional. They were in the office. I was like, Sam, we really need you. We really need you. Are you happy to stay on? Except without a crying. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And they said to me, okay, yeah, so you've been cleaning buses before. Really, we don't want you to do that. We want you to almost do even less. So what I do now... is just so I clean the outside of some of them just with a little brush and a little hose. Looks good enough. So if you're in Swindon, you see them. That's all me. But now as well, I just my dad jokes about at his work. He just sweeps up and makes the tea. That's literally what I do at my job.
No, fair enough, mate.
I sweep up, make the tea, drive around, pick up some parts, drop off some buses for MOT or anything else they need. And that's pretty much.
I was gonna say, it sounds like quite a nice job at the moment. Actually, it sounds like you're enjoying it.
Yeah. Well, I think I joked with you. When I go to pick up a part or drop off a part, sometimes the mechanics on the other end go, "Oh, so this is for the ECU unit, or oh, this will connect the, I don't know, brake to the body of the car." You can tell that I don't know what I'm talking about. And I just go,
you've got no idea.
But I'm wearing all the mechanics clothing, so I look official and I look.
I was going to say, you turned off my house yesterday and he looked in all the working gear, basically in all the stuff that people wear just to sort of look cool nowadays. So.
Well, do you know what's useful as well? I got given these big, big boots. They was the same boots that I wore to climb up a big, big hill.
What big hill did you climb?
Well, so me and a few mates, we went to Snowdon, massively underprepared, without a lot of thought. We were just like, yep, we'll do it.
Well, I don't think you need too much thought to climb Snowdon. I mean, it's not like this. It's not a mega mountain. It's the biggest in obviously Wales and England. But
well, we didn't consider the time that we'd get up to the top.
Consider
the speed. Consider how icy it was at the top and how slippery and all that sort of stuff. So I think when we actually got up to the top, we had about 30 minutes daylight left. And by the time we'd finished at the top, you know, you take all your photos and
look at me,
I got to the top. We were like, shit, the sun's going down now. If we don't get down the hill fast, like, we're going to be stuck up here.
Adding a bit of spice into your trip then. I mean, yeah, I think when I climbed Snowdon, I think I was about 8 or 10 or something like that. So it was a long time ago. We went up the nice, easy route and my mum... my mum's school, they have like a place where the kids go out in Snowdonia and they often climb. So yeah. I think she knew what she was doing on it. But yeah, I can't imagine. I really want to go do it again. Now I'm a bit older, I think I could actually appreciate it a bit more. But yeah, the fact that you're telling me a story about how you were basically having to go down like this really rogue route down the mountain.
Yeah. So we had very little time left. And we're like, so obviously you say they've got the easy route. The only thing is, to get to the easy route, it's quite difficult. Like, you've just got... there's no path from the easy route to the hard route. You've just got to, like, get down the hill as fast as you can. Mm-hmm. And we were like, yeah, fuck it. Right, we're just going down here. The good thing about that is we're pretty sure the route that we took to get down, very little, if any, people have got down.
That's quite an exciting thing, yeah. Like, yeah. Nice to actually do something... a bit different to everyone else for once. Like, yeah,
it had the adrenaline going as well, because literally we were on some ridges that if we would have fallen or if some of the rocks would have like collapsed or whatever, we would have been dead, 100%. So we were taking care, and as the sun was going down, we were running out of vision. I think we just got to the bottom, literally just as we could see the top of the sun sort of reflecting off the top of
That's pretty sick, actually.
Lakes and whatever.
I mean, I'm still always going to try and convince you to learn how to ski and stuff, because I think it's very, in that sense, like, it's something quite impressive about being that close to, like, the side of a mountain. And, I mean, yeah, the risk of falling off and things like that is often quite, it kind of makes it a bit more enjoyable because you've got a lot more riding on it than you think.
Well, that's the thing. I think, not that I'm an adrenaline junkie, but I quite enjoy doing things that like push the limits.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And even can you remember, like, of course you can remember when we did the Sportos dance. I think I've mentioned previously my adrenaline just coming out on the stage. Like, I barely remember any of it,
but and
it,
you just remember
so
the buzz
fast,
after
the buzz was absolutely insane.
I don't know what it is, but climbing mountains seems to be very a load of people our age seems to be going for it nowadays. It wasn't previously, I don't think, but I've seen loads of people recently start like making such a point of going and hiking and stuff like that. I think when I was younger, I really didn't see any sort of why would you want to do that? Like, parents used to take me on walks and all that sort of stuff, and I hated it. But now I think I could appreciate stuff like that. So I keep trying to convince half my mates, being like, "Oh, we should go." So I think eventually I'll get around to them soon. But yeah,
well, I'll go with you. I say to
thanks,
people,
Sam.
It's like,
thanks, Sam.
I climb one big hill, and now I'm an expert. So I bought the walking rucksack, and I've got as well. When we were climbing down, all we had was like a little glow stick, one of them ones you crack.
Didn't even have a torch.
So
I
bought a torch just in case.
I think that's it. Yeah. So you're basically a mountaineer by this point.
I'm basically a mountaineer. Yeah, well, that's the thing. Everyone was going up with like snow picks and all that sort of stuff, and there was us boys, all in joggers, whatever, work boots, and some of them haven't even worn their boots before. At least they had the boots, but like they weren't worn in. So afterwards, when we went to Burger King, we were basically four broken men. Like my ankle, I couldn't walk properly, even though we took the easy route. I was like, fuck, I can't walk straight. I look like something out The Walking Dead. And then one of my other mates, Zed, he fell over, or not fell over, but as we were going down, we'd have to go down on like on all fours, almost like backwards down the hill where it's like quite steep, and we had to move our legs.
I remember at the time thinking, oh, you're gonna like, you have a good time up Snowdon, like, because I remember I was down in Swindon the week before, and I was like, oh, you'll be fine climbing it, it's so easy, blah blah blah. And mate, you've like pushed yourself so close to the limit there.
It was exciting, but
especially after, I mean, obviously there was a bit of a tragedy a couple of weeks prior to you going, wasn't there, with some young lads who obviously had a bit of trouble out there. And then I think your mum before you went was a little bit like, oh, Sam, make sure you're careful with that. And then listening to your story now, you've done the complete opposite of what anyone was saying to do.
Well, if we would have gone the other route down, though, we would have, like, even though it wasn't the hard route, it wasn't across the ridge of the other mountain, but the hard route would have been very difficult, considering all we had was our phone torches and the glow sticks.
You want a rough idea of where you're going at that point. I think you made the best call. But yeah, maybe next time when you climb a mountain, you go at a better time.
Well, we went early, but it was just because sort of we hadn't sort of practiced walking in a way. We weren't as fast as maybe as possible. And even so, my mate Zed, he'd just come off a night shift. He'd worked all night.
Oh, poor bloke.
And literally just kept on going so we could climb the mountain. So I think he was running for about a day and a half just without sleep.
Oh, that's that's brutal. Yeah, I can barely go any time without sleep. Just can't hack it.
Well, I'm going to sound like an old man, but I've realised how much how important sleep is, well, or like a good schedule. And
I've seen a few things. I remember at uni, a few people were like telling us stuff about sleep, like they read a book or something like that. I don't know. And they were saying about how like you can't actually catch up on sleep. Which I don't know. I kind of at the time I thought that's not really. That surely doesn't make any sense. Like if you just sleep, you recover. But I had a fitness tracking thing for like a Whoop band or whatever.
Yeah, I've seen
it,
that. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, it was actually really insightful in terms of the sleep data. Like being able to see how much you slept in a night, and it was always way less than I thought. Like genuinely, I thought I'd go to bed, have 8 hours, and I was waking up and having only 6 hours 45, where you're up and down in the night, you're not sleeping properly, and things like that. And obviously, it gave you a bit of a recovery score. So if you were working out the day before, your recovery was awful compared, like if you didn't sleep as well.
Yeah.
And I think that sort of like goes over into everyday life, like anything you do. It's if you don't actually get to like rest and recover properly, you are going to feel awful the next day. And it just sort of makes the rest of your days even tougher. So at that point, you've got to try and prioritize it, I think.
Well, if I go days and days without like good sleep, I just develop huge bags under my eyes.
I'm constantly got them. I can't get rid of them. Yeah, it's just part of it.
When towards the end of uni, when I wasn't really going out and all that sort of stuff, I was going to bed at a good time. I did catch up, but then one late night
it just completely goes,
messes it up right up, and then you're going to bed late the next day, and you almost have to just reset all over again, and it's just
I think I've also, I don't know about you, but I think since leaving uni, I've really like I've had a chance to reevaluate my relationship with like alcohol and stuff like that as well, like. I still love a drink and things like that, but I was starting to get like awful hangovers. And I know obviously when you get to a certain age, you're supposed to, but I was going, it's not supposed to be this bad. Yeah. But so I had to really evaluate going, if I'm going to go out and enjoy drinking tonight, should I just drink excessively or should I drink within reason and stuff like that? So just to sort of make sure the next day I've got a bit of energy and I'm not going to just throw a day away, especially like we were saying, you've only got a short weekend nowadays, so you want to at least make the most of having a bit of a break, really.
Yeah, that's definitely been an eye-opener for me as well, is working out what my sort of limit is, and then getting back with plenty of time to sleep and wake up the next day and do what
you had planned, like where your productivity is. I mean, obviously, that doesn't go to say that I still don't enjoy going out and stuff like that. I love it, but it's a case of knowing the time and place to do it. And also, I think another one is, we turn into like a proper like a health podcast. But
yeah, we're old.
Another one is, I don't know. I'd say like drinking water and things like that. I don't know about you, but I've actually started to realize I need during the day. And then it just during the day, drinking loads of water, it does just help in general. Like you feel so much better. So yeah, there's just obviously all these things you hear about, like when you're younger, being like, oh, you should do this, you should really drink more water, you should sleep better. You don't really understand how important it really is until you start trying to do it. And yeah, I think like even taking like vitamins and things like that, I think it's just a way to try and like boost your like productivity and just feeling energetic. That's basically the aim, isn't it? Try and be as energetic as possible.
Yeah, I haven't hit that level yet. I haven't gone, oh, I need a bit more vitamin A or whatever. I've seen the Island Boots. I know it exists, but yeah. I haven't reached that level in life.
Well, maybe soon. Maybe when we reunite for a podcast in a couple of years' time, it'll be a different story.
That'll be episode 2 of this season. Yeah. We'll have a lot more to talk about than
off the fitness thing, but keeping it on the sports front.
Yeah.
Football. So, I mean, a lot, obviously on the podcast over the last years, I don't think I've been as into football. I've not been super into football. Like, I never, to an extent, I've always liked football, but never been so into it. But this year, we've gone all out with a fantasy football league.
Yeah.
And I don't, honestly, I'm so ingrained into it. Well, I can't get my head off of it.
For the people that are involved, they'll know that me and Tom are 1 and 2 in our private podcast league at the minute. Or not our podcast league, but
friend group league.
We've got a few leagues. And me and Tom are rising high. There's a lot of competition there. I think we've sort of realised the little tips and tricks.
I'm not embarrassed to say that. I've looked for tips online. I know. I've looked for sort of...
See, I just know. It's my gut instinct.
Well, maybe that's the difference between first and second.
But that is true.
But no, I think obviously for those for those who don't know what fantasy football is, basically you get given a template of how many players are 15?
Well, you've got 15 players.
You pick 15 players with a budget of 100 million. All the players have got different prices. Obviously, the better ones have higher prices. So you've got to find that balance. And each week when they play, they get points for certain things they do. And you basically are just trying to predict that week's fixtures and who's going to get you the most points. Like, so a team could be losing, but they've got one great player, so you can sort of bring them in.
Yeah.
But it's really got me back into football. Like, I am so ingrained in the Premier League at the moment.
Yeah, we've got a little group chat going as well, don't
yeah,
we?
Which yeah, which is always good fun.
We've got punishments for, like, the losers. I don't know how much they'll go into sort of
no, I think or... I think, obviously, the punishment for the losers at the moment is, obviously, I don't know how... I'd say, in terms of punishments, it's not too bad, but maybe some people would say it's awful.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's horrendous.
So
compared
our
to
punishment is that you'd have to go into a Wetherspoons on a Saturday, going from opening at 8 a.m. and stay all the way through to close at 1 a.m. and that would and you'd have to drink a minimum of 10 pints while you're there. So I think realistically, I think it's quite an easy punishment. It's just a bit boring, but I don't think it's hard to not finish bottom of a fantasy football league. It's really easy not to. You just got to pay attention, and because someone's always going to bottle it at the end and not play.
Yeah, even in I think in our leagues, there's just a few people that have not given up, but they haven't put as much care and effort
exactly
into
that's
as,
what
as
I mean I'm
have.
Out here watching videos on what to do I'm paying attention to this league, but so I think you only get punished for it if you just don't put the effort in, and it's a good incentive to actually do something social, and it gives you a bit of purpose as well.
Well, it's like you said earlier, just a load of little hobbies.
Exactly,
it could be considered a hobby FBL, innit? So
but we'll have to wait and see how it goes, and obviously I'm sure if we do episodes here and there we'll keep people updated, but yeah, it's a sort of something that's on the horizon, and I'm still going for the win at the moment. So,
but I, for anybody that knows, I've used my wild card this week. Yeah, exciting!
It's gonna get spicy.
Right,
it's gonna
now,
get
yeah.
spicy.
Hell yeah!
In terms of sports, though, what have you been doing recently? Like, do you do any sort of sport at the moment? What's going on? Obviously, we spoke about what we've done the last year, but in terms of sports wise, what have you been doing?
Well, so I did a bit of football at uni. And because to be fair, only once I headbutted one of my own teammates.
That's always
not on purpose, but like going into a challenge, I won the Amir Khan Award or something.
Oh,
like
that's
had
impressive.
A fat
lip
and a big black eye. But since leaving university and stopped playing football there, I play football on a Monday night with my dad at the
funny.
Oasis. Yeah, to be fair, it is really good.
I think at some point I will have to come down to Swindon on a Monday night and play. Yeah. I think it sounds like good fun.
I do want to get back into 11-a-side because I think it's a very sort of mental game, and I enjoy it there. But playing 6-a-side with a load of probably 40, 50, 60-year-olds, it's really good for like working on your touch and all that sort of stuff. And a few weeks we're sort of short, so my mate Keane and my mate Zach, mate Alex, pop
come
up
and join. Yeah,
yeah, just
it's nice. Like you made sort of got a group, bit of a group going. It's not just your dad's friends, it's also your friends joining in as well.
Well, that's the thing as well. I don't know the sort of outreach I'll provide, but I say it's really good, and I've got people going now where maybe their New Year's resolution is to lose a bit of weight. They're like, oh, Sam, can I pop in?
That's
and,
quite fun,
and
yeah.
play. And I've even got a fella from work in his early 60s he came last week, and unfortunately it wasn't on because the Oasis the
flooded.
Yeah, ironically,
the irony.
But it's just a really good run out.
Yeah, no, I think I play a bit of 5-a-side during the week and as well. And I think up until last summer I was still rowing quite heavily. I mean, obviously for the podcast listeners, most of you would know we both did a bit of rowing at uni. But yeah, no, I sort of kept that going. But I think I'm starting to realise that I kind of want to branch out a bit in terms of sports I'm playing. Like, I don't want to just stick with one sport necessarily. I think being good at multiple different sports is even more fun in that sense, because you get to actually do loads of different things, go do different stuff with different people as well. So I think I rowed last summer, and we had a really successful year in the end. And I think it ended on such a good note that I don't know if I can see myself going back into it after you end on such a good note.
What, cycling?
No, rowing.
Rowing.
Is that the best time to then walk away when you've just had such a good finish?
Yeah, you got to keep going.
I don't know.
Who's sitting in their living room going, God, I wish I could have as good a season as Tom Wells. He really ended on that high. It's a shame that he gave it up.
Well, I'm trying to do a lot of running at the moment, and obviously any podcast this has got their Strava going, drop me a follow. But I'm trying to get some running going. I do think on the horizon I'd love to do like a marathon or something like that, like set myself goals along those lines.
Yeah,
like, I'd love to do a marathon. I think It'd be a good test.
Well, again, I'm inviting myself. I'll do one with you. Yeah. We're going walking up hills. We're doing a marathon. I'll do it with you. Again, just on that front, keeping busy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I was going to say, I feel like that's the theme of the last year and a bit of both our lives, is just keeping busy and doing things we're actually enjoying.
Yeah.
Just keep busy, yeah.
Oh, it's as well, just finding new bits that we found enjoyable, whatever. So
yeah, I think I'd also like to touch upon a little bit. It's the sense that what we said earlier, obviously, like hanging out with old uni mates and stuff like that. We all still get together and stuff like that. But the sense that nothing's actually changed when you go hang out with each other. That's a weird one. I think that we're all doing different things, and we've all we don't see each other very often. Not just me and you, but when everyone gets back together, it's like nothing's changed. You're still such good friends. And I think that's something that I wouldn't say surprised me, but yeah, like you're still on such a good basis with them.
Yeah. Well, it just shows that we form some good friendships. And then we all get along. But yeah, like you say, it is like we haven't been apart when we all get back together, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's just like all normal. I think on the same lines as well, with obviously your good mates, you don't really have anything to hide. You're not pretending to be someone else or anything like that.
Thing, yeah.
So when you could just be yourself or whatever, it just makes it a whole lot easier. I sort of mentioned earlier that some people want to get fit as a New Year's resolution. Did you have any New Year's resolutions this year?
I wouldn't say I've got any sort of written down or anything like that. There's a few things I'd like to start trying to be more consistent with. Running was one of them. Like fitness, just having a gem. Like I've always had an okay level of fitness, but one that doesn't. You're not restricted from doing anything. You're not out of breath just walking up a hill or anything like that. Like just maintaining a level of fitness above that is where I always sort of like to be. But I think apart from that, I'd like to do some other stuff, like maybe do a bit of journaling and stuff like that. Just try and do something a bit different, like form a nice routine in that sense. Especially where my week is so like planned out for me, it'd be nice to almost like take some time at the end of the day just to write some certain things down from the day. It's always quite a nice way to. So maybe New Year's resolution, just sort of try new things and see if anything sticks. Really, like form some new routines, things like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, what about you? What's on Sam Hewitt's agenda for this year?
I joked. Well, it wasn't a joke. Well, it sort of was. I'm indifferent. It might have been a joke. So you may have noticed, but I say hell yeah a lot.
He does say hell yeah a lot. I think the first person to pick up on this was James Pritchard, wasn't it? As well? He hated it. I don't blame him.
I say to people, I say it because it almost like boosts everyone up. It's kind of like encouraging.
Sam, give a demo for the podcast, please?
I think hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. it's encouraging. It's like if you heard a hell yeah, it's like, I'm going to get pumped. This boy, he's hyping me up here. But yeah, I say it a lot. So I think one of my resolutions
cut
down on the hell yeahs. And within, like, I don't know, 30 seconds of New Year's passing, I think the fireworks were going off and I was like, hell yeah.
I see there's actually a load of jokes along those lines on Twitter I've seen a lot recently of like the hell yeah, sort of like boys just like seeing stuff and being like hell yeah. Like it's just like, whether it be like fast cars or something like that, it's just a hell yeah sort of moment.
Well,
but yeah, you're a spreader of the hell yeah moments, mate.
Well, it's what I do. And also I've just bought a new vehicle.
I did
look at potentially a private plate for a HE11. Yeah. So when I'm driving past, it's just hell yeah. But unfortunately,
do you know what, mate? I'm so glad you didn't get that because it was awful.
The only one available, well, there was a few available, but not for the double L's or the double ones or whatever. There was a HE17, but you're not allowed to buy a registration newer than your car because you're not allowed to make your car sort of look newer.
No, I'd be a bit screwed actually in that situation.
There was a HE51, yeah. So, Hezzy, yeah, or whatever.
It just doesn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah, it just doesn't
have the same ring to it.
Provide that inspiration as much as a full blown hell yeah, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, we've been going for a decent amount of time. We don't want to push on for too long. We've got some other guests maybe coming on later today, actually. So you might be able to see those episodes coming out soon, as long as providing we stick to our word for once.
Yeah, but, well, we got time.
Exactly, we got time. But no, Sam, it's actually been lovely sitting and chatting away on the podcast.
Yeah, it's been a
bit of a throwback, actually, if I'm
good
honest.
Good to be back. Yeah.
And I hope those obviously listening, if you made it to the end, obviously, I hope you enjoy having the podcast back, even if it's just for a few episodes and things like that. So if you want to drop us a message, let us know what you enjoyed about it. Please do.
Hell yeah.
If there's anything. We don't get any messages. We understand. Don't worry about it. But yeah.
Yeah. Call it.
Do you want to finish us off, Sam?
I can't even remember how we used to finish. Yeah, what did we used to do?
And join us whenever.
Oh, that's it.
Join
oh.
us whenever we're back at some point on our hunt for the ideal third wheel. Woo!